From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Talks to avert a military clash on the Korean Peninsula have adjourned until later in the day Sunday. North and South Korean officials met into the early hours of Sunday in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. A South Korean government spokesman said that after 10 hours of talks, they would adjourn and resume at 6 hours UTC on Sunday. The high-level meeting began Saturday at the Panmunjom Truce Village, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul removed propaganda broadcasts that it had set up along the border and was using loudspeakers to broadcast. The deadline passed without incident and without the loudspeakers being removed. Even without concrete results, that is, analysts say the marathon session has delayed any further military activity and given the two countries added time to look for a peaceful end to the crisis. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital Kabul. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while four foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Mekro Rayan neighborhood.
Correspondent Ayaz Ghul. This is VOA News. Thousands of migrants have boarded trains in Gevgelia, Macedonia, headed north into European Union countries. Hundreds of migrants, many of them fleeing the civil war in Syria and other violence in the Middle East, are still waiting in a no-man's land between Greece and Macedonia. Alexandra Naus is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees representative along the border.
People are scattered around, so people are sitting, standing, so you can't really estimate the number, but maybe 3,000 today. But as you see now, it's very much calm because people are let through, and I think that was a really positive step to start letting people through, which was not the case 2 days ago.
Some people took advantage of a chaotic scene at the border earlier Saturday and rushed past baton-wielding Macedonian police who attempted to block them from entering the country from Greece. Three Americans and a Briton are being honored in France for their courage in overpowering a heavily armed gunman on a high-speed train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris. French President François Hollande thanked U.S. President Barack Obama by telephone Saturday for what he called the exemplary actions of U.S. servicemen Alex Scarlatos and Spencer Stone. Scarlatos, a National Guardsman from Oregon, said that he and his friend Stone, an Air Force serviceman, knew they had to respond when they saw the attacker with an automatic rifle.
He tackled him, and he got cut by a knife after he tackled him. And at that point, I showed up and grabbed the gun from him, and we basically started beating him in the head until he went unconscious and we all tied him up.
Stone was injured when he was slashed by the attacker with a razor knife. However, he was released from a hospital in Lille Saturday afternoon. Spanish authorities identified the attacker as Ayub El-Khazani, a 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent time in Syria during the past year. At least 18 people were killed in Somalia on Saturday in two separate bomb attacks carried out by suspected al-Shabaab insurgents. In the first attack, 14 soldiers were killed and more than 20 wounded when militants drove an explosive-laden vehicle into a training site for African Union peacekeepers. The second attack occurred in the capital, Mogadishu. 4 people died and 10 were wounded when a car bomb exploded near a police station. And at least 7 people were killed and more than a dozen others injured when a military jet taking part in an air show crashed onto a busy highway in Brighton, England. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.